It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kick 'em down.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist with over 25 years of experience helping people feel better through nutrition. And I'm very pleased you're listening today because we have a great show planned. Our co-host today is Christina Swigert. She's also a licensed nutritionist with a master's degree in nutrition. And again, over 5 years of real experience helping people feel better through nutrition. And that's what we talk about all the time, isn't it? Nutrition, nutrition. I would be afraid if I was going to be on a game show that I'd never have any other things to say except something I could answer probably any question on nutrition.
Exactly. Well, today our topic is feed your kids well, and it's very dear to my heart because I have two very healthy children that I put a high priority on feeding well, and I have learned so much. As a nutritionist, I'm very grateful for the knowledge I have because, frankly, I feel there's a lot of people out there who just don't have the knowledge and they don't know what feeding your kids well really means. So that is what we are going to be talking about today.
So if you're a parent or a grandparent, I'm sure you'll want to stay tuned. And if you know parents that have children that are struggling maybe with attention deficit disorder or asthma or allergies or diabetes, or maybe they're carrying a little extra weight, you know, give them a call so that they can also tune in, because I think this is a real important show today.
It is. It's going to affect our future as a nation.
Yes, it is.
And today we are going to have a very special guest with us. Joining us in a few minutes by phone, actually, will be the author of a book called Feed Your Kids Well, Dr. Pescatore. And as I've just kind of looked through this book in the last, I started looking at it yesterday, I am really impressed. And Dar and I were talking about how in the world of nutrition, there is a lot of information out there, and doesn't seem like there's always great information, but Dr. Pescatore has put a great book together, and he is the director, the medical director of the Centers for Complementary and Integrative Medicine in New York.
And we also have presents and
yes.
gifts today. So we have a couple of gift baskets with some very special children's vitamins, and plus Dr. Pescatore's book, Feed Your Kids Well. And each of these gift baskets contain over $50 worth of what I kind of believe is some of the best children's vitamins that are made now. And they're great, and they put a lot of research
yes.
into them. And so we're giving those away today.
We are. So how are we going to determine which caller gets to win these great baskets?
Well, you know, I sat at my dining room table thinking about this over and over, and then I decided, here's the deal. The first caller that has a question for Dr. Pescatore about attention deficit disorder, and maybe even if they've got a question about using Ritalin or some of these other stimulants, will win the first basket of supplements.
All right. And I think, how about having that second prize basket go to the first caller that has a question about the nutritional connection to acne? And I know it's something we've talked about. And Dr. Pescatore has worked with hundreds of teenagers and using nutrition really as a treatment for acne.
So I want to thank Orthomolecular Products for providing these gift baskets of supplements. You know, they're a very unique line of supplements. They're for children. They're free of sugar. They're free of additives. They're free of dyes and colors. And kids like them.
Yes. They taste good. They're good for you and they taste good. And there are a lot of children's vitamins out there that are full of all those dyes and additives. And my daughter's been using the ortho supplements for a couple of years now, and also these newer ones by Dr. Pescatore. And it's great. She asks for them every morning. Well, we usually take some with breakfast and some with dinner, and she does not let me forget ever. It's part of the routine, and it has to be done first before the meal starts.
So I'm kind of proud to tell you that my granddaughters, they even take the Orthomolecular green drink, you know, and it's called Deeper Greens. It's an organic green drink, which most people think, oh, not a green drink, but yes. And green drinks are full of antioxidants. They come from vegetables, and they like the taste. Isn't
yes.
that amazing?
Amazing. See what happens when you don't feed your kids sugar? They like the healthy stuff.
So if you start your day, kids' day, with a typical bowl of cereal, then they're going to want sugar all day long, aren't they?
Yes. And I know it's hard to believe that even the non-sugared cereals are bad, but really those are also turning into a lot of sugar in your child's body. And what really ends up happening is that then it starts them having these sugar and carb cravings all day long.
You know, I was looking at a couple of boxes of cereal that we use for samples, but we never eat this stuff. But,
right.
You know, most of those, for 3/4 of a cup, it contains, you know, somewhere around 30 to 40 grams of carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
And we know in a child's body, that breaks down into 8 or 10 teaspoons of glucose or sugar. Way too much sugar for most children.
Right. And especially for the first thing that they're having in the morning. Another thing to look at, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, is even some of the breakfast that kids are getting at some schools as part of their programs. And it's amazing. You know, sometimes they had eggs, but a lot of times it was things like pancakes. And I think twice a month they got these streusel or funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes.
Yes, that's what it was, funnel cakes. And just two, they always get juice, which is also full of sugar. So, you know, it's no wonder that there's such a problem, and the rates are increasing with things like asthma and obesity, ADD, allergies, all those things.
So I guess the question, does it make a difference what you feed your kid? And these are the questions we have to ask. Does it make a difference with their behavior? Does it make a difference with their ability to focus and learn? Does it make a difference with their ability to make friends? And does it make a difference with their physical health? And those are the questions we always ask, does it make a difference of how you feed your kids? And of course, we'd probably say yes, right?
Right, definitely. And we see it all the time when we're working with people and with children that they come in with these problems such as a hard time focusing or they have mood swings. But when they start to change their diet, it makes a huge difference. And I think I remember one time you had somebody who had some ADD and the mom had changed his diet. And then one day, in a hurry, she gave him some macaroni and cheese, and I think instantly she could tell a difference when he ate that.
I mean, we have many, many cases of that, that's for sure.
Yeah, yes. Definitely.
So do we have our guest yet on the line or not?
It doesn't look like he's
okay.
Here yet.
But do we have a caller or not?
We do, and it might be the callers for the questions for the prize baskets
our
guest.
All right. Well, so maybe we should just wait for a little
sure.
bit. Is that...
Maybe we can wait.
Okay.
Were both of those callers for the prize baskets?
Well, the one, she has a question about ADHD.
Okay.
But the other one, she has a question just really in general about feeding children healthy
okay.
food.
Well, why don't we just, should we take that?
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's look. It looks like we've got Kathy on the line. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I'm a retired teacher, and I remember, you know, my baby is 31. I remember 25, 30 years ago, we always would eliminate sugar from their diet. There was mm-hmm. always books on, you know, feeding your child right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a thing 25 years ago.
Right.
Well, as a teacher, what happened? What changed that mentality? Why do parents come to conferences and say, my child, what's this bad in second grade? Do you think it's because he drinks 5 cans of pop a day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are the things that it's really surprising, isn't it?
Yeah, but I was wondering, do you remember the mentality 25 years ago? It was on...
I do. Christina
sugar.
Wouldn't, but I do.
Huh?
I do, because I was also teaching 25 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I was wondering, what happened? What changed the...
Well, I think what happened is we have some very large food companies,
uh-huh.
and they have a lot of processed food, and somehow parents and the advertising, people got convinced that that was the way that... was a good way to feed kids.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is just basically we're feeding kids sugar and their behaviors are out of control. So,
oh, totally out of control.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of, you know, and then we have other parents that are, you know, like Christina.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like my daughter. I mean, they are very careful about how they're feeding their children. And you can just see the difference. I mean, their mm-hmm. children are really well focused and it's amazing. So, mm-hmm. you know, and they listen.
Right.
Well, you can see the difference as being a teacher in the early years and in the later years and the behavior of children. And I think also the schools are not necessarily following good nutrition plans either.
Well, that's what we found, didn't mm-hmm. we, Christina?
Yeah.
When you looked at the lunch menu, you found...
Right. Yeah. And some, I mean, there's starting to be some changes, I think, in some schools. But overall, a lot of the basic lunches, the hot lunches, I think, are usually a key thing that... there's a big problem there, and they're getting more grams of carbs, which is basically sugar, in one meal than they should have in the whole day, mm-hmm. and not very much fresh things. I think some schools are trying to have more fresh fruits and vegetables, but not all of them are doing that.
Mm-hmm. It's too expensive, I think, for them to do that.
Yeah.
You know, now they have a thing where you can, I substitute teach, you can supersize, so you can go up for seconds.
Oh,
you
really?
Get extra carbs.
Oh, great. Huh. So, well, thank you very much for the
okay,
call today.
Thank you very much.
Yes. And it is interesting how we have changed as a culture and how we're feeding our kids, basically.
And how the children have changed.
Yes.
Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. All right.
Thank you.
Bye. So, Christina, I don't know if our caller is here or Dr. Pescacori is on the line yet or...
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Doesn't look like it.
Okay.
So we can probably keep chatting, or actually it might be getting close to a break time. All right,
okay.
Great.
Well,
so we will take a break, and you are listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you have questions for Dr. Pescatore, and I think we do have one, you can feel free to call us at 651-641-1071.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Sugar, sugar. What is your favorite sweet indulgence? Brownies? Pastries? Cookies? Frappuccinos? Anything chocolate? We all enjoy a treat, but if you treat every day like Halloween, perhaps it's time to rein in that sweet tooth. Research shows that cravings have biochemical origins. That's right, they're not just sugar lust. The solution? Get to the source. Luckily, we don't have to do this alone. The friendly staff at Nutritional Weight and Wellness has worked with hundreds of people who wanted to break their sugar habits, eat healthier, and feel better. Sugar saps your energy, weakens your immune system, and is highly addictive. We have all seen how sugar affects children, but adults get hooked just as easily. Others rely on artificial sweeteners that are full of chemicals, believing those substitutes are healthier than sugar. Before you refill that candy dish, pick up the phone and find out how Nutritional Weight and Wellness can help you eliminate your sugar cravings. Imagine eating in a way that leaves you satisfied, gives you more energy, and a trimmer waistline. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
You're not sure that you love me, but you're not sure enough to let me go. Baby, it ain't fair, you know, to just keep me.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And joining me today is Christina Swigert, a licensed nutritionist. And our special guest is Dr. Fred Pescatore, and he's the author of Feed Your Kids Well. And I think he's maybe on our line now, isn't he, Christina?
Yes, I believe he is. And it is so great to have a medical doctor who's supporting nutrition. And I know we're going to have people with lots of questions. Actually, our board is quite lit up already. So welcome to the show, Dr. Pescatore.
Oh, well, thank you. I almost didn't make it.
Oh, you were just in time.
I get out to my house, and I had no telephone service, no internet service, no electric. It was really, I scrambled around for a half an hour to try to figure out the problem, and I am not the most technically minded person in the world, mind you.
Wow.
So I was able to get that. I was calling friends to see who's home, if I could come over and use their phone. Anyway, I'm here. And
thank you for being here.
Yes.
I'm Dar, and Christine, you're talking to Christina on the other mic, so
yes,
we're happy to have you today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. It's always important to like get the word out about our kids' health, especially.
We agree.
We can do anything we can do to help them is only going to make all of our lives easier 10 and 20 years from now, and their lives. So
you know, I think everyone is as passionate about nutrition has a personal reason for that passion, right? And I think,
yeah,
don't you kind of have a passionate reason that you're so interested in nutrition?
I'm sure it all began when I was an overweight child, and it was very hard. I mean, it was difficult being an overweight child and going through those repercussions and the psychosocial issues and not feeling well. I had allergies. I had asthma. It was really awful. And I went through that up until college, and no support from my family. They didn't know what to do because I came from a long line of overweight people. And
sure.
So therefore, it was just there was no place for me to learn how to do it right and how to eat correctly. And so I think that's what that – so when I lost the weight and my allergies went away, my asthma went away, and all sorts of wonderful other events happened, life-changing events – I just said, I'm never going back and I'm never going to do it. And I guess that's kind of how I ended up where I am.
Yeah, wow. I think, and I see that a lot of our nutritionists and educators in our business, is that's why they're so passionate. Something has changed in their life, whether they've gotten over chronic fatigue or whether they've gotten over their allergies or their depression, whatever it is, they've mm-hmm. become really passionate about it. So can we maybe turn it to some callers? And because I know we got a lot of callers and they've got a lot of questions for you today. So is that okay?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. All right. It looks like we've got Jennifer on the phone and she's been holding for a while. Thanks for calling, Jennifer.
Yes. You know, I was calling about the ADHD.
Great.
My son is 10 years old and he has ADHD and about 3 years ago was diagnosed also with Asperger's. I was just wondering about, he is currently on Adderall and I go back and forth, but the times when he's not on Adderall, it's, you know, I feel like he's off the wall, or my husband and I think he's off the wall. And I know that there's a link because obviously he's a very thin kid, being 10, he's like about 62 pounds. But now we're starting to wonder, he's not growing height-wise. And now they just tested him for a whole bunch of different things to make sure he wasn't sensitive to different things. And but like in the last 8 months, he hasn't even grown anything.
So,
and how old is he?
How old is he, Jennifer?
He's 10.
10.
He's 10 and a half, yeah.
Okay.
And so my question is, you know, is that something that, you know, can these medications be suppressing certain nutrients to be absorbed in the body, thus causing, you know, a stunt? I feel like he's getting a stunt in growth. I mean, he just went to a specialist, actually, for a GI issue, and they said that's when they ran all these tests because he, like, fell off the chart for height.
Oh.
Like, fifth percentile. And he's never been that way.
Dr. Vescari, do you want to jump in on this one?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to.
Okay.
I think, when you realize what Adderall does, and, I mean, this is such a long question. It's very, this could take up the whole rest of the hour.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to try to make it as succinct as possible.
Okay.
Yes, the short answer to your question is, yes, he is having problems absorbing nutrients because of the medication. Two, what's happening is that the medication is, we don't know what the side effects of these medications are on children. We do know it calms them down and it helps them to focus. But if I took Adderall, it would help me to focus as well. So the real point is, I think you've got to get to the, and now it's almost for certain he has a leaky gut, which means he's got, I don't know how educated your listeners are, so I'm sure very educated, but
pretty educated by now.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a leaky gut, which means he's not absorbing the food well. He's probably got food sensitivities. You've got to get him off the biggest offenders, which are wheat and gluten and dairy and casein, and probably yeast, and get that to change. And then I think you're going to see a growth spurt occurring again, or at least resuming natural the natural way of things progressing. It's just Adderall, there are many, many things that you can do that don't need Adderall. And I don't know whether you've tried theanine and 5-HTP and putting him on diets and getting rid of salicylates and doing some of the heavy metal toxicity testing to see if he's got heavy metals. There's many, many, many things we can do to calm children down without putting them on Adderall. I think Adderall has got to be the last resort. And sure, I mean, they behave better on Adderall, but what's the downside? You're starting to see some of the downside.
You know, Dr. Vescari, this is exactly what we do in our practice all the time. We help people get on a right kind of eating plan. We get them absorbing their nutrients and all the things that you talked about, and we just go step by step to help kids be able to focus, you know, on their own, basically, without the medication.
And it's doable. It's not that it's not doable.
No, and
mean it's not. It's going to be simple.
Right.
No, never.
Takes time.
Well, and that's just it. Is like we have to take a lot of the sweet stuff out of our house because he does, even starches.
Yes.
If he overdoses on any of these or has too much, he's jumping off the walls.
Right. Well, so you see it. So you see a correlation. So it's not just sweet stuff. It's stuff that turns into the body. That's stuff that turns into sugar in the body, which is white flour and simple carbohydrates and things like that. And the next, and he clearly has a leaky gut from everything you're telling me. So you've got to get his gut fixed. You've got to put him on a yeast-free diet, a dairy-free diet, a casein-free diet.
I can hardly hear you. I heard you say gluten-free and dairy-free.
And casein-free, which is a protein.
A casein, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And start there, and I would, and there's lots of books out there that talk about it. I'm sure you could go in and see these nutritionists. They'll be happy to help you because there's lots of information on the web, which is great, and there's lots of misinformation on the web too. So you have to be a little bit. When you're dealing with a child, especially someone who has attention deficit disorder, you really want to get them in to see a specialist, somebody who specializes in this. And, Darlene, I don't know whether you deal with the whole heavy metal toxicity as well, because that's sometimes an underlying cause of the leaky gut.
I mean, we certainly can do that, yes. And, you know, lots of times we're finding we don't even have to go to that level if we're working with children that are young enough. So, you know, it's just, you know, goes back to getting them on a healthy eating plan and getting their digestive tract working right and all that. And then I think the other thing is this is hard work and parents need support and the kids need direction with all this. And that's what we try to do in a nice, caring manner for people.
Yes. Well, thanks.
Well, what I have found really with children is that they will follow the advice. You know, especially if it's coming from a nutritionist or it's coming from a physician or it's coming from someone who's not their parents.
Exactly.
Some reason, they respond better to the authority that way.
Yes, they do. All right. Well, we actually have to take a short break. That's fine. You can stay on. And Jennifer, if you want to hold, and we'll get your information. And if other people have questions, give us a call at 651-641-1071.
If you're like me, you try to eat right, but the definition of healthy eating seems like a moving target. Should I eat low carb or low fat? The eggs and butter raise my cholesterol. Is coffee good after all? Don't rely on sound bites and infomercials for something as important as your health. You deserve recommendations based on biochemistry. Nutritional Weight and Wellness is offering FM 107 listeners a complimentary e-newsletter that is chock full of nutrition information and tips. The Weight and Wellness Way newsletter provides sound information and practical strategies from a nutritionist perspective. Learn a natural approach to healthy eating based on real whole foods you buy at the grocery store. All this, and best of all, it's free. To subscribe to this complimentary Weight and Wellness Way e-newsletter, go to weightandwellness.com and enter your email address. Then watch your inbox every month for nutrition news and special offers that will help you look and feel your best. For information on other services at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, call 651-699-3438. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you have a question for Dr. Pestatori about feeding your kids well, just give us a call at 651-641-1071. And remember, we have another gift basket to give out of supplements for kids. And it's for the caller that has a question about acne and how nutrition can possibly help with acne. So just keep calling.
Yes. Now, all of our listeners definitely know that we are very anti-sugar and anti-processed carbohydrates for children. And Dr. Pescatore, I know in your book that you wrote about how sugar is everywhere, really, and it's especially marketed to our children. So maybe you can just help our listeners understand from your perspective just how damaging it is. And I think you said in your book, too, that you call sugar the food criminal.
Love that.
It certainly is a food criminal. I mean, and the funny thing is that it's sort of an, well, it's not sort of, it is an anti-nutrient.
Right.
I mean, it actually goes through our body and takes vitamins out of our body and takes other nutrients out of our body and decreases our body's ability to process other real food. So I guess, you know, it's funny when you said it's not good for our children, it's not good for any of us.
Right.
I mean, sugar is really one of those and foods that actually act like sugar in the body, like white flour and white potatoes and white pasta and things like that. I mean, these are just foods that just continually cause our bodies to have bad reactions. And what people don't understand is that when you take I'll give you this example. 1 teaspoon of sugar suppresses our immune system by something like 54%. Mm. 2 teaspoons of sugar suppresses our immune system by up to 84%. And then the average American consumes 33 teaspoons of sugar every day.
Right.
So then you wonder why our immune systems are messed up. Then you wonder why our kids are getting sick. I mean, what really scares me the most is that our kids are getting diabetes. They're getting. I had a 7-year-old kid come in the other day, mm. who was actually borderline diabetic, had a
wow.
blood sugar of 110.
Really?
Wow. Wow. That's scary.
And they weren't that overweight. I mean, the child yes. was 6 and 83 pounds. I mean, that's overweight. That's 100 and she was in the 120th percentile, but that's not grossly overweight.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not that bad, but she was already starting down the road to having diabetes.
And do you remember what she was typically eating? Did you ask her about that?
Yeah, you know, the funny thing was she also had a thyroid problem. This was a very sad case. I mean, you know, for someone who, for a 6-year-old girl, she already had a thyroid issue as well. Mm. She wasn't eating that badly. She
okay.
was not the McDonald's kid. She was not that sort of thing. Her mother was very – that's why they had brought them to me, because they were saying, I feed my kid right,
mm-hmm.
and she keeps putting on weight. And hers was an underlying thyroid issue. It wasn't the occasional snack and sweet that she had, because she really didn't have a bad diet. But I can tell you, I mean, I was on the Maury Povich show once doing this with these kids, and there was a 2-year-old who was 83 pounds.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, yeah. I mean, there was one mother was actually feeding their infant. They were chewing up McDonald's and then spitting it into the kid's mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
And this 9-month-old was like 72 pounds.
Wow.
At 9 months old.
Wow.
I mean, so there's and those are the extremes, obviously.
Right.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be on shows like that. But you have to realize what you're doing to your kid every time you put poison into their body, every time you put sugar into their body, every time you put in simple carbohydrates in their body.
Now, so you don't believe in having breakfast cereals, then, do you?
I'm not a big fan of breakfast cereal. I really even the organic whole grain blah 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 blah.
Right.
I'm not even big fans of those. I think we need to learn how to eat protein in the morning. I think we need to learn how to get more vegetables in. What's wrong with having lentils or legumes or something like that at breakfast time? Just different foods. I mean, the least amount of processed food that you can get is sort of my philosophy.
Well, it's our philosophy too. That's
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, if Mother Nature made it, it's probably okay.
Yeah, exactly. Do we have time to take a caller, Christina?
I think we don't have time for one. It looks like we've had Mary Ann has really been holding for quite a while. So thanks for holding, Mary Ann. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a 21-year-old college student daughter who I have fed all of her life basically the right way.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's on her own, and her diet consists entirely of breakfast cereal and ramen noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, we're seeing all the obvious symptoms that she doesn't see there's a connection to, a little bit of depression, some
right.
allergies, and becoming very overweight. What is something I can do covertly, maybe slip her vitamins? She will take vitamins if I give her. What is one thing I could do covertly that would perhaps help her change?
I'm not, you know, let me ask her this and then we can turn it over. But, you know, one of the things I think you have to be more direct with people. I think I would actually get her an appointment with a nutritionist and sit her down and say, what in the world are you doing to yourself? And give her an eating plan and give her encouragement and giving her a direction.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of, Dr. Pescari, what, do you have another idea?
Well, I mean, the thing I could say that absolutely correlates to what you just said is that the kids do respond, and they respond well when it's coming from someone other than their parents, because they can actually, you could actually do blood testing, you could actually say, all right, let's try eliminating this and see what happens and see how you feel.
Right.
And when they start seeing the correlation and they start seeing that, then they get it and they're more willing to cooperate. Now, if you just want to slip her something covertly, you're talking about she's getting just depressed, I mean, which means her serotonin levels are being suppressed because of the sugar and the cortisol and the insulin and all of that stuff. I mean, I would choose chromium probably as the one thing. I would choose chromium and fish oils
okay.
because, well, I'd probably choose chromium fish oils and a good probiotic. because
right.
this way the chromium will help regulate her blood sugar. The fish oils will help help her not be so hungry because it'll give her the healthy fats that she needs in her diet, which she sounds like she's not getting any. And then a probiotic, which will fix her gut and to help her absorb any nutrients that she's lacking.
And you know, and people need a lot of directions to do this. So I can just keep encouraging people to make an appointment and find out more so that you can really make a difference for people.
Right.
And I know Chris.
Well, I mean, that's what we do. I mean, that's our jobs in life is
exactly.
to help that.
Yep.
And I've seen it work with plenty of high school, college age students. Yep. I had a high school boy I saw yesterday. Well, he's in college now. I saw him when he was in high school, and he went to college, and he stuck with it because he came in, and we put together a good plan, and he looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So we do need to take a break, so thank you, Mary Ann, and we will be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
She rolls the window down and she talks over.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. If you want to hear this show again, you can go to our website, weightandwellness.com. That's all spelled out. And just click on radio show, and you'll be able to hear it again. And I think Corey will have it up on our website probably early next week, maybe even on Monday. And then you can send it to your friends and your relatives and anybody that maybe is interested in this topic.
Right.
So along with some of our other shows.
Yes, there's about five or six of them up there, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, we have a guest on the phone with us today, Dr. Fred Pescatore from New York, and he has written the book Feed Your Kids Well. And Dr. Pescatore, maybe you could tell people how they can get your book if they would like to read it.
I think the best place are the online booksellers, probably.
Okay.
Or they could go to their local bookstore, and if it's not on the shelves, they'll order it for you.
All right. Sounds great. And it looks like we do have a couple more callers waiting with some questions.
Okay.
We've got a question here about hay fever from Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And what was your question today?
I'm wondering if there is a connection between allergies like hay fever, itchy eyes and stuff, and nutrition.
There you go, Fred.
Okay. I wrote an entire book called The Allergy and Asthma Cure.
Oh, wonderful.
Again, which you can get in any of the online booksellers or in your store. And there's a very, very clear connection between all of that stuff. And it inevitably, I mean, it's an inflammatory condition. And
okay.
It inevitably stems from having poor eating habits, food sensitivities, yeast overgrowth, those types of things. And
too
you've
got
to start with eliminating food sensitivities. You've got to clean up the diet, get rid of the sugar, get rid of the simple carbohydrates, get in more protein, get in good fats and oils, fruits, vegetables, those types of things, and heal the gut. And then it's going to go away. Allergies are going to go away because once you clean up your internal environment and change your internal environment, you're not going to be as bothered from external things.
And what was the name of the book? Asthma and Allergy Cure?
The Allergy and Asthma Cure.
And I'm sorry, what was your name, the author?
Is Dr. Fred Pescatore.
Okay. How do you spell your last name?
P-E-S-C-A-T-O-R-E.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for calling.
That was a good. That was a very good question. I think the other thing that people have to always think, if kids are eating lots of sugar and carbohydrate, it reduces their immune system by over 50%, and that's going to bring on allergies. Their immune system cannot deal with those things. So.
No, and when you think about 70% of our entire immune system is focused around our gut.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
And if our gut's not healthy, our immune system isn't going to be healthy. It's really as simple as that. It's what it's all coming down to. Even traditional and classic medical science is starting to realize the connection between the gut and everything else.
Oh, that's kind of
that's
amazing.
Because
we've been teaching that for
some years. It's not going to be tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, pretty much most people that come into our office or that I sit down with, the gut is something we always have to address because just all the damage. And I think people just don't realize that what they're putting in their mouth is just destroying what's inside.
So do you?
Well, it's not just the food too. I mean, it's the antibiotics.
That's
yes.
right. I think that's a good one, Fred.
Steroid medications.
Yes.
The birth control pills, it's a hormone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
All of those drugs contribute to this.
Yeah.
And they're very common drugs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. People pop Tylenol like it was candy. These things all have effect on our gut, and they ruin our gut. And so it's not – I don't want people to think it's just the food.
Right.
You know, because then we'll get callers that say, oh, I eat right, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But it's also people are on drugs.
Right,
yeah.
Or under a lot of stress. I see that.
Absolutely. And who isn't under a lot of
exactly.
stress these days? So there's a lot of contributing factors.
Right.
So, Christina, do we have another caller or not?
We do. It looks like we've got our acne caller on the line.
Oh, okay. Let's take that caller then.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show.
I have a question about the myth of chocolate and acne, and also what kind of foods could help kids and adults reduce their acne.
So let me just ask you one question. Who in your family has acne?
My 10-year-old.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. There you go, Fred. You want to answer that one?
Sure. Well, 10 is sort of a young age to be starting to get acne. So that's interesting in and of itself. Which leads me to believe that the child's getting too many antibiotics in their diet.
Mm-hmm.
So can nutrition help acne? Of course it can. Because skin manifestations are just the fact that there's something going on inside the body that's not correct, and it's just manifesting itself in our largest organ, which is our skin. So the book, The Allergy and Asthma Cure, addresses acne as well. Because acne really, you have to look at the amount of growth hormone that's in the milk that the child might be drinking, or the growth hormone that's in the meats that they may be eating, and that type of thing. You've got to look at candida. Yeast is a very big cause of acne. And as far as chocolate goes, I don't think chocolate is a direct correlation to yeast. As a direct correlation to acne, I think chocolate is filled with sugar, which causes yeast to overgrow, which
mm-hmm.
is a direct correlation to acne.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it sounds like less sugar.
Yep.
And, you know, again, maybe a plan by sit down with somebody that can mm-hmm. really direct that and get yourself out of the center of that conflict and turn it over to a nutritionist, and they can be the bad guy all the
right.
time.
Get rid of the dairy. Get rid of the casein. Get
yeah.
rid of all of those foods that cause irritation in our system. And if you do a test and you actually can see this, the child's going to be so much more agreeable and amenable to making changes in their diet, because they're going to see that there's something that they shouldn't be doing.
Right.
Feel better.
Yes, exactly. Well, Karen, you get our second prize basket, so if you can just hold on and let Emmy get your information, you will get that. All right, and I believe it looks like we need to take another break. So we are talking about reducing processed carbohydrates, sugar, soda in your child's diet, and just the huge impact that will have on their behavior and focus. And we'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Is it time you found a new approach to an old health problem? Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and consultations to address everything from weight loss to diabetes to depression. Just choose the format and location that best meets your needs. You can count on a warm reception and sound nutritional advice from their caring, committed staff. First, envision taking a class with a group of people who are also health-minded as you learn to eat in a way that makes you feel better today and builds a foundation for a healthier tomorrow. Next, imagine that you're meeting individually with a nutritionist to discuss your health concerns. You leave with a personalized eating plan that fits your lifestyle and strategies to implement it. Now, don't you feel good about having made this investment in yourself? Nutritional Weight and Wellness invites you to call them at 651-699-3438. Offices conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today, 651-699-3438. That's 651-699-3438.
Well, welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. And, you know, because we always run out of time on this show, I want to make sure that I get a chance to thank Dr. Pestacori for being such a great guest. And he talks fast. I bet people are going to have a lot of questions. And I thank Orthomolecular Products for providing such nice supplement baskets for prizes for a couple of our callers today. And we're going to continue on a little bit here.
Yes. You know, one of the things that I think is amazing is how many parents are still feeding their kids low-fat food products, such as, you know, the low-fat yogurts and things like that. Now, Dr. Pescatore, I know in your book you talk about how you are not a fan of the low-fat products. So could you maybe tell our listeners some of the reasons why that can be a bad thing?
Well, first of all, low-fat food products generally tend to have more sugar in them. So that's number one. Low-fat products, I mean, again, it's a food that's been tainted by man, so that should not be done. And then the third thing is you have to realize that our bodies, our brains, especially our kids' brains, well, all of our brains are 70% fat, but our kids' brains are growing much more quickly than our brains are as adults. So we've got to provide them with the healthy fats. And if we're not providing them with healthy fats, we're doing them a real disservice. And low fat should be outlawed. It should be banned. It should be banned like cigarettes are to children, like alcohol is to children. It should just be banned. It's just not right.
Right.
And so that's sort of – and when you don't have healthy fats, you can't get healthy neurotransmitters. And when you can't get healthy neurotransmitters, you get problems like attention deficit disorder, depression, behavioral disorders in school, learning disabilities.
You know, but I bet you have known people, children that have gone to some dietitians and nutritionists, and they were actually put on a low-fat diet, weren't they?
Yeah, well, it was pretty scary. Actually, the Connecticut, because I live in the Northeast, and the Connecticut school system wanted to change their whole school system to low-fat.
Mm.
And one of the parents of one of my patients made me go and talk in front of the board and convince them not to do it. So
wow.
It's actually like one victory for us. Yay.
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
I know around here, a lot of the healthier, quote-unquote, food programs are low-fat.
You know,
well,
if I
think that's pathetic. And the other thing we should mention, I know we're running out of time, is fruit juice. Don't think fruit juice is such a healthy alternative because there's more sugar in apple juice than there is in Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
And sugar is sugar no matter what.
Right.
You know, one of the other things that I really wanted you to talk a little bit about is cholesterol, because I know I read in your book, and we talk about this, but you read in your book where if your cholesterol numbers are below 150, you might be in trouble with your health. You want to expound on that just a little bit?
Sure. Anybody with low cholesterol problems, I mean anyone with low cholesterol, the only one we see that in is long-distance runners who use up all their cholesterol, or in cancer patients. And so this whole myth of lowering our cholesterol to beyond measurable is ridiculous. It's unhealthy. It's going to give you liver cancer. If you're on those statin medications, I would seriously rethink it because you have to realize that cholesterol is an inflammatory marker. Cholesterol is there to help our body. Cholesterol is there to warn us that something else is going on. It's also there to heal and repair what's going on. And if you don't have enough cholesterol, you can't produce enough serotonin or neurotransmitters. And you can't produce enough estrogen, testosterone. All of these things are interrelated. And what medicine likes to do is to take one thing and isolate it, and you cannot do that, especially with cholesterol. So I'm glad you're getting that message out. It's just an awful thing what we're doing to people.
Right.
You know, it's so nice to hear a medical doctor talking this language.
Right.
It is just really refreshing because, you know, people are going to believe what you say a lot more than they do a nutritionist, especially when you're talking about cholesterol.
I hope so. I mean, because there's a lot of, I mean, not that I hope they believe me more, but I just hope they take some belief and at least do enough to look at it for themselves. At least question it. Question things. That's all I ask for people to do, is to question.
Now, that's exactly what we try to do, is to try to help people think and question what's going in their body and why they're doing it. You know, I think the other one thing that maybe we should just touch on just briefly is trans fats. Because we talk about how harmful they are. Well, maybe we won't. Sounds like
the music's coming up. We have no time.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest today, and we'll see you, I think, Tuesday night. And
perfect.
You know, the magic within you is healthy food. So thank you for listening today.